Good morning and welcome to United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. We invite you to join the conversation, catch the vision, and share the hope of a Jamaica united in faith. Good morning. Welcome to the program. I am Paul. Today is the third Sunday of Advent. The theme is love. Expectation and fulfillment characterize the Advent season. Today, the Reverend Norbert Stevens, General Secretary of the UCJCI, will help us to shape a perspective on expectation and fulfillment. Reverend Stevens, good morning and welcome. Please share with us what God has given to you for us today.
Good morning. I wish to take some hermeneutical liberties with the Annunciation story located in Matthew 1, verse 18 through 25, and rename it a love story. For when you lift the layers contained around and within this story, it captures the critical elements of the expectation and fulfillment of love. There's passion, commitment, kindness, acceptance, security, growth, freedom, joy, compassion, and understanding. It is a love story with both human and divine dimensions. I offer you some reflections on the test and task of this love story. Firstly, love, like our expectations, will always be tested. If you love at all, it is guaranteed that your love will be tested. Let us assume that Joseph loved Mary, and we can do this using the biblical definition of love as found in 1 Corinthians 13. Love is patient and kind, not self-seeking, not easily angered, protects, not proud. Is it not true then that this perennial figure in the nativity plays, standing in the shadows, holding Mary's hands, demonstrated love? We are unsure about Joseph's lineage, about his span of years. We are certain that he does not speak in the Gospels, is absent at the foot of the cross, and at best, he is a peripheral figure, overshadowed by all the other principal characters in the Advent story. Yet, what is without question is that this love for Mary was tested. His expectation of Mary's faithfulness was tested. Whose child is it? His humanity was tested. In those days, a promise of marriage was almost as binding as marriage itself. The woman was sometimes called wife, the man called husband, and both were under the same obligation of faithfulness as if they were already married. His character was tested. A man whose lifestyle and living reflected honesty, thoughtfulness, and grace found his character being tested. His faithfulness was tested. He was a man who loved, supported, and encouraged Mary, even though he had doubts about her faithfulness. His faith was tested. No doubt he had questions concerning his belief in God and issues with God's justice. But equally, this love story offers us a divine truth. In the midst of our uncertainty and even despair, when our faith is tested, God comes to us. So Joseph has a dream, verse 20. The child is conceived by the Holy Ghost. Do not be afraid. Take Mary home as your wife. She shall have a son and you will name him Jesus, is the message he receives. And Joseph, like Mary, had his encounter with God and was convinced about the divine intention, and this led to obedience. So the second thought I want to leave with you is that in being obedient, Joseph fulfilled the expectations of love. You see, love's task is always to seek the other's best interest. It's the agape love. I love you despite myself and in spite of your flaws and failings. It is a kind of I can't help myself kind of love. Such love is not proud. By taking Mary as his wife, Joseph was willing to and did indeed surrender his reputation for Mary and the child's sakes. Such love protects. Joseph kept his little family safe from harm when King Herod tried to destroy his son, the promised divine king. Love never willingly exposes us to harm and danger. Such love is diligent. At no point did Joseph, a diligent father, abdicate his responsibility to Jesus. He took Jesus to Jerusalem for the purification rite in Luke 2:22, fled to Egypt to escape Herod, returned to Nazareth to settle there, and took Jesus each year to Jerusalem to the Passover. Did he understand half of what was happening? We are not sure, but it never prevented him from diligently doing his fatherly duties. Unconditional love is faithful. But all of this suggests that unconditional love, Joseph's and Mary's and God's love, is hard work. Do you think it is easy to love in spite of? To put up with stuff that gets on your nerves? To accept and understand the other when you would hardly ever pattern their behavior, attitude, or disposition? If you have a spouse, you know what I'm talking about. If you have siblings, you know what I'm talking about. If you have children and grandchildren, you know what I'm talking about. And if you have church sisters and brothers, you definitely know what I'm talking about. It is hard work, but it is liberating work, for it establishes and reinforces the Advent story, resident in the Christ child and expected of those of us who call on the name of Christ and who attempt to live by his kingdom values. The essence of the love story of Mary and Joseph is that it mirrors the love story of God and us. God loves us with an everlasting love, and although our expectations will be tested, God will always fulfill them in love. Fundamentally, however, you and I are challenged to equally mirror this love in our relationships with one another. I pray that during this Advent season, you may not just experience the love of God, but that you may share it with others. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the love you have for us, a love which loves us in spite of, a love which seeks our best and highest good, a love which allows us to know that we are comforted, we are protected, we are considered, we are named. And we ask, O God, that as we have experienced this love from you, that we may share the same with others, so that in love we may think of another who is without the means of survival, so that in love we may think of others in positive ways, so that in love we may advocate for those who are dispossessed, so that in love we may seek to help someone else achieve their highest good in life. We just pray that you'd continue to bless us, for we ask these mercies in the name of Christ. Amen.
Coronavirus is a real threat to Jamaica and the world. Its rapid spread has resulted in unprecedented and dire health and economic outcomes for persons of all ages. But we can stop the spread. Wash your hands regularly with soap and water, or hand sanitize. Cover your nose and mouth with a mask when in public, and maintain 6 feet distance from persons at all times. The solution is in our hands. By taking these simple steps, we can protect ourselves and those around us from suffering and economic loss. Let's take action today. Stay safe.
Thank you, Reverend Stevens. Join us next week, same time, for a dramatic presentation entitled Heart of Joseph, Heart of God. Thanks to our studio engineer, Andre Saunderson. I am Paul Pinto.
Let us reach this generation.
That was United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, 12 Carlton Crescent, Kingston 10. Telephone 926-8734. Email us at synod@ucjci.com and find us on the World Wide Web at ucjci.com. Please join us next week for another United in Faith.
What?